Ben, I went yesterday and inspected the property that you and I are looking at as potential first home.
God, this has generated a lot of interest.
It certainly has.
The country.
We've had calls from other radio stations in other states.
Yeah.
They're like, is this for real? And I went and saw it yesterday, and it is.
There's this little strip of land. 70-odd grand will get you a nice little piece of property on
Bonville Street in Coffs. It's 2.6 metres by 50.
But what do you do with that kind of space? It doesn't seem like the kind of thing you'd put a house on.
You never know, though.
Or is it?
We thought we'd call in the professionals because, you know, there's a lot of grants going at the moment for builds and whatnot. I've seen some pretty snazzy houses around the coast. So Tamsin from Hibbard's Born Builders joins us this morning to tell us what our options are. Good morning, Tamsin.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for your call.
That's okay. Thanks for consulting with us.
You're very welcome.
How does this work?
Always very happy to do this.
Yeah, what do we do? What's the process with looking at getting a house built?
Okay, well, in relation to this particular block, okay, first of all, there's no building entitlement on this. However, if we could pretend that there was some sort of, if we could build on this, it would have to take someone very innovative. Mm-hmm. And it would have to take a forward-thinking and innovative council as well to approve it.
It can't be a sideways-thinking. There's no room to move sideways, so it is sideways forwards thinking. All the way.
You have to breathe in and think innovative.
Upward, perhaps?
But you know what? It's actually, who knows, this could be the way of the future, skinnier blocks like this. Developers are developing blocks smaller and smaller these days. And when things like this present, it does take someone that is very innovative and forward-thinking that is way in the future to come up with some sort of solution.
Like your team.
Of course. You know what? We actually have one guy in our team. I put this out to our team yesterday. And we have one guy come back, James, who is very innovative and an opportunity taker. He said that he already inquired personally about this last week. And then he even showed me his design, and wow, it was actually fantastic. You couldn't do it because at the moment you can't actually build on it, but if you could
That's just red tape that we can work around.
Yeah, I know. If you guys can sort that out for him, you know what, this could create, he actually had two houses on it, back to back. And because it has two entries, it could be, you know, two-bedroom villas. This is what he put there. It had a double garage because it was like one in front of the other. Mm. It had a carport and it had two bedrooms, plenty of lights, and an outdoor, sort of an outdoor living area as well. And I really loved his design. When he showed me, I thought, wow, that's amazing. But it does take forward thinking like that. But it would have to be built boundary to boundary. At the moment, you can't build boundary to boundary.
I mean, they do that in Melbourne.
Obviously, it's going to be tough selling that second house when you inform them that to get to their bedroom, you need to walk through your kitchen.
Over your bed.
That's what real estate agents are for, isn't it, making that sound?
Who knows? You know what? In the future, drones might be able to lift you up.
Possibly.
And your entry could be from the top. Yeah. So this is the forward thinking that you've got to, envision.
This is a testament to your team.
Yeah, truly.
You know, we have an amazing team, and every person in our team, everyone from reception, salespeople, our estimating team, construction supervisors, everyone is in the business of creating affordable, quality family homes of exceptional value for homeowners and investors. So,
and you're used
to dealing... we are looking for opportunities. This is a little bit out of our reach. But this doesn't reach our skinniest plans, but maybe in the future, if developers are doing skinnier blocks, maybe a little bit wider than this, then this is the type of thing that we've got to come up with.
I like it.
Interesting. Is this the hardest block you've ever been dealt?
Yes. we've had some pretty funky ones, but anyway, this same guy, James, he said there is another block in Coffs that is also a difficult block, and I think he said it was 99,000, and it's a triangle shape. He said there's no building entitlement on that either, but it would be a really good block too, But yeah, anyway, so there are actually more blocks like this available than you realise. Right. The difficult
Possible
blocks.
That, possibilities
I was
are endless.
Not privy to this. I had no idea.
Triangle block would be perfect for Illuminati headquarters.
See, you have the triangle. I'm going to go for the double duplex subdivide. That sounds like profit.
Yeah.
Tams from Hibbard, thank you so much for joining us. This is
you're welcome.
It's lovely. It's lovely to put.
Can't wait to see this design.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Get the ball rolling.
Sammy and Ben. The Hit Breakfast Show. On Hit 105.5.